1420 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. CBS News has learned that the U.S. is withholding a large shipment of huge bombs to Israel over concerns about the IDF's plans for the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Details from CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Senior administration official tells CBS News they're especially focused on the what they call end use of the 2,000-pound bombs and the impact they could have in dense urban settings has been seen over the last several months in the ongoing war in Gaza. The senior administration official telling CBS News the Biden administration hasn't made a final determination on how to proceed with that shipment specifically.
It was a tough day for former President Donald Trump in a courtroom in Manhattan Tuesday. Adult film actress Stormy Daniels testified about an alleged sexual encounter she had with Trump in 2006. CBS's Robert Costa reports.
Daniels testified Trump told her, "You remind me of my daughter. She is smart and beautiful, and people underestimate her as well." Daniels' comments drew repeated objections from Trump's lawyers, who asked for a mistrial, claiming the prosecution was trying to embarrass the former president.
Tornadoes touched down in southwestern Michigan, northern Indiana, and northwestern Ohio Tuesday night. Forecasters warned severe weather could continue for hours in parts of those states. TikTok is suing to try to stop a new law that could lead to a ban of the app in the U.S. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports from Washington, where the widely expected suit was filed.
TikTok argues the newly passed law requiring it be divested or sold by its China-based owner ByteDance is unconstitutional, a violation of the First Amendment and a singling out of TikTok. They say such a sale by the January 19th deadline set by Congress is impossible.
New research from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration finds that pollution from cooking is affecting air quality. CBS's Allison Keyes has that.
The sound and smells from cooking in major cities may make your mouth water, but NOAA scientists say the air pollution from it could account for nearly a quarter of human-caused VOCs, those volatile organic compounds. Researchers say they affect both ground-level ozone pollution and particulate matter.
The Olympic flame scheduled to arrive in France on Wednesday, says CBS's Elaine Cobb in Paris.
Tens of thousands of people are expected at the southern port of Marseille as the Olympic flame returns to France for the first time in 100 years. Four times Olympic medalist Florent Manaudou will carry the flame ashore from the 19th century tall ship that sailed from Greece with the precious cargo.
CBS News projects former President Donald Trump and President Biden have won their party's primaries in Indiana. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
On the next Midday Magazine, we'll spend part one with our good friends from Family Natural Foods and in part two with Encourage, only on WFHR. Join us every Tuesday through Friday from 3 to 4, locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tickets are on sale for new Amtrak service between the Twin Cities and Chicago. The trains will make 8 stops in Wisconsin. The second daily round-trip trains start running on the 21st. Coach fares start at $41 with discounts for students, seniors, and military personnel and their families. Another summer of wildfire smoke could be bad for your health. Travis Knudsen of the Lane Regional Air Protection Agency says small particles in wildfire smoke can cause itchy eyes, coughing, and short-term breathing problems.
If you are someone who already suffers from respiratory issues like you have asthma, it makes those acute symptoms that much more challenging and potentially problematic from a health perspective.
Today is World Asthma Day, and that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose the opener in KC. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Despite the threat of severe storms, the Brewers and Royals played 8.5 innings and Kansas City won 3-2. The Brewers, unable to get much scoring, now have lost 3 of their last 4 on the road. The series continues at Kauffman Stadium. NBA playoffs continue without the Bucks and Giannis, who explain what happened with that calf injury that benched him in the final month of the season.
I felt a little bit of pain in my under my calf. did not know what it was exactly. You know, I felt like somebody, you know, had like tripped me or something. And then I realized there was nobody behind me. And it's probably the first time in my career to get hurt, have an injury with nobody like being around me. Like, it's different when you step on somebody's foot. I got off the table and kind of did my few steps.
I couldn't.
And that's when I knew that, you know, maybe something's off. After that, I had to, for the next few days, I had to wear like a boot.
That's the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and thunderstorms winding down in the overnight. Plenty of clouds and some patchy fog forming. Lows in the upper 40s. On Wednesday, we'll see some morning fog, clouds around as well. Highs will reach the upper 60s and lower 70s, and more showers and storms. Right now, it's 51.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters Wisconsin joins us at 10:33. 11:33, public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. Warning, your head is about to spin. David Pepper writing over at davidpepper.substack.com. Late in last year's high-stakes campaign to legalize abortion in Ohio. Remember, there was that whole ballot initiative to put it into the Ohio Constitution. And their Attorney General, David Yost, came out with he said there could be some public misunderstanding about this ballot measure. Now, this is before the election, before the vote. There could be some misunderstanding. People might not really know what they're voting for, and we need to clarify these things. And so I'm going to do an analysis of this ballot measure and tell people what it is. In fact, his exact words were, I owe it to the people to give them accurate information so they can make informed decisions. The taxpayers paid for the assessment, of course, and the assessment was clear. He said if passed, the issue one language would create a new standard that goes farther than Casey's undue burden test or Roe's strict scrutiny test and will make it harder for Ohio to maintain the kind of laws that were already upheld as valid prior to Dobbs. In other words, he's saying, basically, if you guys vote for this thing, it's going to just mean that there are no restrictions on abortion. It'll be the Wild West. It'll be crazy. His exact words. In other words, the amendment would give greater protection to abortion to be free from regulation than at any time in Ohio history. Those were his words. End quote. So then the law passed. The voters spoke, right? The Republicans had tried everything, including David Yost. They had tried, you know, saying, oh, it's going to require 60%. It's going to quack. None of it worked. People showed up and they voted and said, we think that women should have the right to choose to have an abortion. So now Yost comes out and says, and this is, you know, where it gets really weird. He said, quote, this amendment was meant to restore the pre-Dobbs legal regime, a regime that allowed and upheld Ohio's waiting period, in-person abortion, and informed consent provisions. In other words, the old law that used to say, if you want to get an abortion, you have to show up, and then you have to come back in 24 hours or 3 days, I don't know which it is in Ohio, and you have to, you know, you just have to jump through all these hoops. Just, we're going to make it difficult to get an abortion. That's how it was in Ohio. Now he's saying, we can bring back those provisions. They're still in the law. We can enforce those. I, as the chief law enforcement officer for the state, can enforce those because this ballot measure that everybody voted for isn't what I said it was before it was voted on. I lied to you, David Yost is saying, the attorney general of the state of Ohio. I just lied to you, he's saying. It's incredible. And this is official. I mean, you know, he's saying this is my official position.
These people are pathetic. You know, they're just, it's like they know no shame, much like Donald Trump. All right, what's on your mind? Let's pick up some calls here. Jules in Eugene, Oregon. Hey, Jules, what's on your mind? What's up?
Yeah, hi, Tom. I've been listening to you since the beginning, and it's about the second or third time I called, but I was at the U of O last week where the demonstration